Focus.
On Wednesday, the prosecutor's office in Boston, Massachusetts, announced the arrest of an American citizen, Rezan Firdaus, who is accused of preparing terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. According to investigators, Firdaus, a 26-year-old physicist, was planning to attack the Pentagon and Congress with airborne bombs, which he was going to drop from a drone aircraft. Firdaus's plot was uncovered and he was captured in a special two-year operation led by FBI agent Richard Delariers and other agents who posed as recruiters for Al-Qaeda.
The FBI says that the 26-year-old physics graduate at Northeastern University in Boston first came into contact with their agents in early 2010. According to the Bureau, Firdaus repeatedly said that he believes Americans are the enemies of Allah and that he was going to declare a personal jihad. During one meeting, he allegedly gave the agents modified mobile phones that could be used as detonators for improvised explosive devices, and he asked them to give the phones to Al-Qaeda fighters in Iraq. In June, FBI agents told him that his phones had been used in an attack in Baghdad, which killed three soldiers, and Firdaus reportedly said, "This was exactly what I wanted."
According to the court case, the suspect first mentioned his plan to attack the Pentagon with a radio control aircraft packed with explosives in January 2011. A few months later, he gave FBI agents a detailed plan of the attack, which purportedly included both Pentagon and the Congress building, saying that six people, including himself, would be involved in the act of revenge and that they planned to use three radio-controlled airplanes. In May, Firdaus traveled to Washington, where he took photos of the objects of attack and later told agents that he would have to modify his plans. The Bureau says that Firdaus had decided that after the airstrikes had blown the Capitol Dome to smithereens, his six partners in the attack would take advantage of the panic by driving survivors into a corner and open fire on them. Firdaus is alleged to have said, "It ought to result in the downfall of this entire disgusting place."
Investigators believe that Firdaus spent the summer finding the components for the aircraft he planned to use in the attack. In August, at the request of the agents, Firdaus delivered an F-86 radio-controlled airplane to a warehouse outside Boston. The day earlier, Firdaus had already passed 8 kilograms of C-4 explosives, 6 AK-47 rifles, and several grenades. After checking the gun and carrying it inside the warehouse, Firdaus was arrested by the agents, and a few hours later, he was charged.
Firdaus's plot has raised concern among terrorism experts and lawmakers who are accustomed to less technologically advanced terrorist plots in the U.S. However, as technology progresses, it is becoming clear that such plots may become more commonplace. It also can't be denied that terrorists are likely to draw inspiration from the Pentagon itself, which makes extensive use of its own drones in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and Libya.
Just like the CIA, terrorists are attracted by the possibility of attack targets that are difficult or impossible to hit with such car bombs and suicide bombers. Drones, on the other hand, are also low cost, low vulnerability, and generally quite accurate. InFocus spoke with Yevgeny Myasnikov, an expert in strategic arms from the Moscow Institute of Technical Physics.
The threat exists and it will eventually grow. Terrorists usually pursue two goals: maximizing the number of victims and creating chaos and panic. The payload of UAV doesn't have to be large to produce significant damage. Even an explosive device delivered by a UAV to a place crowded by people could inflict much more damage than the same device on the belt of suicide terrorists. The most worrisome situation stems from model aircraft, and Firdaus case shows that. Here we have an uncontrolled access to the knowledge, skills and equipment required for mini UAV assembly. Modelers are currently able to assemble vehicles with these capabilities that used to be achievable only by professional teams. International norms currently regulate only the UAVs that are used by military or for civilian purposes. These drones usually cost quite a lot, and they are regulated, for example, by MTCR and Wassenaar agreements. I'm talking about models that you could buy in a store you could order via Amazon. This category is not regulated at all.
Fadaus's plan appears to be the first to use an unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, though media reports suggest that terrorists have been actively considering such attacks. In November 2003, Russian newspaper Vremya reported on the theft of a UAV prototype from an automobile plant in Israel. The thieves were not caught, and this has raised concerns that the prototype could be used by terrorists.
According to Reuters, in early March 2004, Israeli intelligence prevented a terrorist attack in which a Palestinian extremist group was planning to send an unpiloted plane with a bomb into a Jewish settlement in Gaza. Also, according to the British newspaper The Independent, in late November 2003, a British member of Al-Qaeda was captured and detained at the U.S. base in Guantanamo, Cuba. That prisoner acknowledged that his organization was prepared to attack the British House of Commons with anthrax spores, which would have been delivered using a UAV. Judging from the arrest of Ferdows in Boston, these kinds of airborne threats remain a concern.
This is the Voice of Russia.